John Evans. I'm a project manager and research scientist for California Department of Food and Agriculture in the Animal Health Branch.
You talked here at the ID Info Expo about equine identification in California. First, why don't you tell us just how big is the equine industry in California?
Well, the equine industry is probably, you know, it's almost approaching 700,000 animals, and it's a very sizable industry that involves, you know, several billion dollars. The one that we were focused on for our project was mostly the horse industry, the racehorse industry, to correct myself. And again, it's a multi-billion dollar industry with two major sectors, one being in Southern California and one being in Northern California. So it involves employment of thousands of people, you know, lots of owners, and then also, you know, quite a bit of revenue through the racing industry.
Well, I would say it was one of the largest states, if not the largest state, though.
Yeah, it's number two behind Texas as far as just total horse numbers, but as far as the racing industry, it's quite sizable. And at least according to the economic impact studies, you know, it's, you know, one of the top ones in the nation. And when you look at other ag industries within the state of California, it's right up there at the top.
Now, when it comes to this ID project, I understand you were telling us that this was really driven by the industry.
Yeah, I mean, really, what we do, our approach at Department of Food and Ag is, you know, when we have opportunities to collaborate with industry, we found that the best way to investigate implementation of programs like National Animal ID or things that are related to animal health is to have good cooperation with industry. And so we have regular interaction with folks like California Horse Racing Board and other industry groups. For this project, they really came to us and said, you know, we need to start moving on this and at least look at what are the benefits and what are the challenges. And so they were trying to take a very proactive approach and say, let's get ahead of the game and be part of the solution rather than having to receive whatever's handed down to us. And so they took the proactive approach. You know, we're fortunate that we have a good working relationship with them and always have had a good working relationship. So
what then were the objectives of the ID project?
For this project, it's mainly a field project, so it involved one, looking at implementation of microchipping racehorses, so the identification component. The second component was the animal tracking or animal movement. And it was really a field study, not a designed experiment. And so our goal was, you know, what's going to be reasonable and what are some of the challenges, what are some of the benefits of implementing microchip technology in racehorses, you know, capture that feedback from the actual users, in this case a lot of trainers. As well as, you know, look at what are the logistical challenges and benefits of having the animal movement information.
So now when you started on the project, what were some of the methods used? And I know you talked about also the cost aspect of this.
You know, basically we're using a microchip technology, approved microchip technology that meets all the international standards requirements. The microchip's about 11 millimeters, so it's about the size of a grain of rice. And it's implanted into the nuchal ligament of the animal, which is along the top of the crest of the neck. And basically we followed all the guidelines that were outlined by the horse species working group and by veterinarians that had been in this field and were considered experts. But basically we followed all the existing guidelines. So we used the microchip technology and developed protocols with the veterinarians that we were working with to implant the animals. We offered this at really no cost to the trainers because, you know, we didn't want any have any barriers to participation. Again, it was all voluntary, so the trainers, you know, we just offered it. The trainers said, yes, I want to participate. So once they said they wanted to participate, then we usually made arrangements. The veterinarian working for us would go to their training facility, usually, you know, on a particular track, and implant whatever horses they wanted to implant. And for some of our trainers, it was, you know, they do tell us to do the entire barn, and they were, you know, had no issues with it. Some would just say, well, let's do a few and then come back later, and then we had others that weren't interested. The tracking phase, really, we've just been working on that recently after we got a critical mass of horses. So the goal was to get a critical mass of horses first with the microchip technology and then focus on the tracking. And we've been mainly tracking between two racetracks and looking at, you know, what are, and working with very specific trainers. We found that it wasn't going to be logistically feasible, you know, after we got into it to do every single trainer we had on board, because the levels of interest were highly variable. So we focused on just a handful of trainers, and we monitored movements and then entered that information into a database. So
at this point, what are your goals for the program, both industry and the government working together?
I mean, basically, what we'll do is we'll wrap up this project. We'll analyze the animal movement data. We'll look at, you know, we've already got some information on things like incidence of infection, which was quite low, almost zero. We'll look at failure rates in the microchips. We'll collect feedback from some of the trainers and ask them perceptions of the technology. We'll look at the movement data and see, you know, is it contributing anything as far as if we had a major contagious disease outbreak, could we use this information effectively to determine who was where and in contact with who, fitting under the some of the goals and objectives for the National Animal ID System. And really, you know, have our animal health officials at Department of Food and Ag take a hard look at it and say, you know, does this provide us all the right tools? And then after that, we'll supply, we'll work with California Horse Racing Board and put together a final report for both their board members and their the people they have to answer to, and then also for California Department of Food and Ag, and then also for USDA. And so we'll try and supply back feedback to all those groups. Now, we know that California Horse Racing Board will probably want to take a look at it and see what they can leverage from this. You know, we've had some disease incidents in California and several other states that involve contagious diseases just this past year. And so I know they are, you know, they're discussing those things internally of how can they be more effective in making sure that their industry is well protected. If they do have a major contagious disease outbreak, are they prepared to deal with it? Because it's such a large industry, and it's one that involves a lot of jobs, it involves a lot of dollars, and also involves the welfare of the animals.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. John Evans with the California Department of Agriculture.